got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, folks. Be safe in your travel, in your walking around, looking around. It's a mad, mad world out there. So watch your back. Don't get so caught up that you forget to be present. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's an amazing question. Where did Judas go when he died? Where did Judas go when he died? Remember that guy in the Bible? What happened to him when he died? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing your Merry Christmas shopping or whatever, fighting against ICE because you don't love America, so you're protecting illegal aliens, or you're over there where the black Somalians are stealing all the money and feeling entitled to it, and you support it, and you just can't sit and watch the show because you're busy being against America, you still can podcast and listen on your phone as it's happening anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Don't forget to like these videos, like them. It's Tuesday, a day before Christmas Eve, Tuesday, and as a result, it is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring me back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. This, so far, the year's not quite up yet, but this has been the best so far, if I can compare, the best year of my life, my whole entire life. And I had fun walking up and down the road in Alabama growing up. I had fun picking cotton and milking the cows and doing all those things. That was fun. It was amazing. But this tops it all this year. Isn't that amazing? What a time, what a time, what a time, what a time. It is a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with male or female. It has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. It has everything to do with good versus evil. And you, it's up to you. The beauty about all this, too, is up to you to overcome evil. It's up to you to overcome evil. And the reason I say it's up to you to overcome evil because every human being is evil. Until they decide that they want to overcome evil. There's not one that's not evil. There's not one. I don't care what the title is, and has nothing to do with it. Every human being is evil until they, as an individual, adult, man or woman, male or female, decide that they want to overcome evil. And the last thing that the average man, male or female, want to admit or will admit, some will, most won't, a few will, is to admit that they are evil. I was talking to a young lady yesterday. She sounded nice. And we talked and we talked. And I asked, would she admit that she was evil? Would she forgive her parents? She was like, something like, oh, I feel like I'm going to jump out a window now. The last thing the wicked heart want to admit, oh, it admit that it's a drug addict. It admit that it's an alcoholic or a slut or a slut maker and all that kind of stuff. But it will not admit that it is evil. And how will you be free? How will you overcome evil if you don't admit, recognize that you are evil? Salvation is of the heart. It's not of the vices. It's of the heart. And as a result of the heart being wicked, the vices are that of your father, the devil. You and the devil are one. It's amazing. Merry Christmas. And from all of us at the radio station here, the team from Bond, the nonprofit organization, the FatherState.tv, the HakeReport.com, the American Anchor Baby, the Punch of TV, the producer, everybody, thank you all. It's amazing. So, it's going to get worse, though. You think it's going to get better physically in a way that taxes will be lower, food prices and gas prices will go down. You're going to make more, the American worker will make more money because of the Great White Hope. Look how the Great White Hope blowing up drug boats and taking over drug ships and oil ships and everything. This man is working like I've never seen before for America. The Great White Hope, that is. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The great white hope. The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And they hold king rallies around the country and around the world. And they recognize the king. Some people call him daddy. Daddy is home. And so I call him the great white hope. And I'm grateful. Thank you, Mr. President, for making America great again. And if you notice, the children of the lie, and this is happening in your life too. What's happening on big screen from the politicians is happening in your life. It's just not on TV. The children of the lie, the Democrats, the right-o Republicans, the media, they cannot stop this man. They're like, what the? We have danced. We have shouted. We have sang. We have tried to put him in jail. We have tried to assassinate him. We lied on him. We tried to file Epstein thing on him. And I wonder, I saw some, they were showing that some of the files were released on the Epstein parties that he had. And they blocked the women's faces, but they wouldn't block the men's faces. I'm like, well, why is that? Why they hide the women, the sluts that were there, but the slut makers, they showed them. Both parties are guilty if there is some guilt in there. But they hide the women to make them look innocent. They were at the party because they wanted to be at the party. But they didn't hide. They didn't hide the men faces. And all of them weren't even sluts necessarily. They were just at a party. All of them were not slut makers, and all of them were not sluts, okay? But they hide the females. They hide Satan. It's funny how the devil is protected while the sons of God is attacked. They want to make the men look like they were predators, like the women was all innocent. And they were just there to party. And some man made them do something they didn't want to do. And now the men are guilty. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. The earth and nature belong to God, but the mentality, psychological and emotional mentality of human beings belong to Satan. It belongs to Satan. If you doubt me, look at how people act. Isn't it evil? Is there anything good about it? And it's going to get worse, so Merry Christmas. Fox News is reporting. Three young boys led by an 11-year-old at the wheel, led police officer on a chase in a car reported stolen before crashing into a home. Watch this from News 5 Cleveland.
You in the gray, show me your hands. Just lay on the ground. Just lay on the ground.
You got my mom.
What ended with three kids, the oldest, age of 12, all in handcuffs.
I'm sorry. Please don't hurt me.
Started with a stolen car.
It's my first time in the car.
Well, I could tell by the way that you drove. You suck at driving.
Our officers received a hit from our license plate readers, Fox Safety, that there was a stolen vehicle on Harvard at East 54th Street.
Newburgh Heights Police Chief John Majoy says it was Saturday when officers tried to stop that white Kia sedan. But the driver drove off.
They may have attempted to make a left-hand turn onto a side street, and they lost control of the car, and the car struck a house.
After the crash, the chief says all three children ran from the scene.
Two went one way, one went the other way.
Not long after, two were caught.
I have two in a backyard right now.
Just a minute later,
get on the ground.
The third caught as well.
Stand by, I got all three now.
12 years old. Stealing cars? What the hell's wrong with you?
Their ages, 11 years old, that's the driver, his brother, 8 years old, and the third passenger, 12.
How were they able to do this?
So they told the officers that they watched the YouTube video, and so just out of morbid curiosity, I went onto YouTube myself and I researched how to steal a car and was surprised.
No one was injured. All three children were taken into custody, and their parents called.
We're not going to jail right now. You're going to be detained, okay? Just keep out the car.
The chief says the 8-year-old was quite worried about getting coal for Christmas.
It tugs your heartstrings a little bit.
The ages of these suspects and the crime they face makes this case difficult for police.
I'm not condoning any one of those things, but it's also equally very saddening to see this happening. I mean, they should be playing ball.
Amazing. White people, this is your future in America. These are the people that you're putting in control of your country, your government, your police department, your businesses, your schools. These 11 and 8 years old so-called kids, think about the things to come. It's been hell in America already over the last 70 years or so since so-called equal rights, which is it's a made-up word. They are made-up words. No such thing as equal rights. It doesn't even exist. But you fell for it. You put these people in control of your country, look at them, how they talk to you, how they act, how they run the country, right into the ground. Well, this is the younger generation of blacks. Imagine, and white people already under genocide in America. Imagine the hell to come. You think Jasmine Cricket is evil? And she is. This is after her generation. It's after her generation. It's gonna get worse. I've been warning you for 35 years now. Speak up, speak up. Don't be angry. But no, instead, you went and became angry at the Jews. You're blaming the Jews for somebody else's reactions or actions. And look what's happened to your own country. It's going to get worse. Bank on it. You can put your cryptos on it, crypto coin things, your cash. It's going to get worse. There's nothing could stop it from getting worse. These are 8, 11-year-old, they say, under the wheel. And the white man feels sorry for them. Oh, it feels a little emotional. What the hell? Why are you feeling sorry for that? That's evil. Emotions are evil. See how the white man feeling sorry for the wrongdoing of these blacks? And that's what keeps you in hell and deceived. I counsel with a lot of people, but with the men that are in these situations, married and stuff like that, the women call the police on them, have them put in jail, only because they get mad at the man and they lie. And the police come and they take the man off to jail and then they put him on probation and they put him on those electronic things. And in some cases, the women take all their money and they leave and then they start to get another emotion. Oh, I want him back. I'm sorry. Come back. And the man like, should I take her back? I'm like, what kind of question? Why would you want to take Satan back? Satan lied on you? Now you got a record, a criminal record, felony or whatever they want to call it, and you want that back? But then I realized they're going from one thought to another one to another. They're consulting with the devil, and the devil said, oh, take her back. She'll do better next time. She'll be better, even though she already destroyed you. Create a criminal record and everything, and say, oh, she's sorry. Take her back. And the man like, oh, should I take her back? I'm like, what? No. And then some men take the women back, and she literally wiped them out. And she lied, she cried, she lied, and the courts and the world fall for it just because she's lying. This is hell on earth. And so you can get ready, white folks, these 11-year-old blacks, they appear to be blacks. They're going to get older, and they're coming for you. Why that white man up there feels so, oh, I feel so bad. It makes you want to feel bad, want to cry. Crying for the acts of the devil. A school bus driver was terminated after she posted a sign saying student passengers could only speak English. She said she had meant to be, she said she had not meant to be racially insensitive, as though that's real. Watch this from CBS 21.
I do care. I care about a lot.
Caring is exactly what Diane Crawford says led her to serve the Juniata County School District and subcontract with Roarer Bus.
I don't know what else to do.
Just stop being white.
I get.
Give up to your whiteness. You don't have a chance
Medicare
in America.
Medicare and Medicaid now and SNAP. I had to go on antidepressants because of this.
Crawford says her contract with Roarer Bus came to a halt February 1st, after she put up this sign which read, out of respect to English-only students, there will be no speaking Spanish on this bus.
I didn't mean to be racially insensitive or anything like that. Me.
Crawford claims she never got to explain that the sign was put up to encourage safe and respectful behaviors and was directed at a bilingual student who allegedly had a history of riling up other students.
I didn't know if he was bullying somebody, telling them to do something they shouldn't do. How do you keep control of your bus if you have no control?
White lady, you're not allowed to do that in your own country anymore. You are not allowed to protect your own citizens. You're not allowed to speak English in your own country. You're supposed to be looking out for the foreigners, the illegals, the non-speaking English. Isn't that amazing? The white lady in her own country, founded by white men, who, with the help of God, created the greatest country on America. And they allowed the people to come in. And this is what they're getting. You can't even stand up in your own country for your own English-speaking citizens. You're not in their country trying to enforce English. You're in your own country, and you get punished for it. Think about that. The white lady, English, American woman, they love to say, woman, is being punished for looking out for an American citizen. Amazing. And if you think that's bad, my country's gone. You put foreigners in our government And now the foreigners are protecting the alleged criminal foreigners in our country. In the white man's world. I want you to hear this. This take the cake. Haitians telling me, we all know that Spanish speakers talk crap about non-Spanish speakers right in front of their faces. You're right about that, man. You think that's bad? You got a foreigner in our government, and the foreigner is protecting the criminals. NBC News, NBC 10 and X. Boston Mayor Michelle whatever her name is. She need to go back to China. She should not be in America, and she should not be in our country. In our government. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu gave remarks at a rally in solidarity with the local Somalian, quote-unquote, American, they're not American, community on Saturday. Watch this from NBC 10. This is going to make your Amerifro turn into an Afro. Watch this.
Mayor Michelle Wu spoke at a rally in support of the Somali American community today. That rally comes after recent degrading comments from President Trump, where he called Somali people garbage. Mayor Wu and other local leaders condemned those comments, calling them dangerous.
This hate cannot be normalized, and we must resist it at every turn for whomever it is targeted at.
It's exhausting to keep showing up over and over again, as we must, to keep fighting back.
You cannot talk about any achievement that the city of Boston has had in safety, jobs, and economic development, in education, without talking about the Somali community that has lifted our city up. We are proud and we are grateful for our Somali community and for our Somali-American neighbors. Boston and the country are clear that hate has no place in our society. We will use every attack to actually strengthen and expand the services available, to empower and work alongside our community members who are already doing so much good in the world and setting an example for the rest of the country.
Send this helper back to her country real fast. She is supporting blacks, illegals, or into our countries who have been accused of ripping us off financially. And those, that black female that was speaking for her and this one are like totally for it. These are those boys that are they've been accused of stealing the car. They'll be taken over soon. This is what you're getting now. And this is evil and bad. It's going to get worse. That first female was, I'm told, was Ayanna Pressley. What the? This female illegal alien Wu from another country is in our government, and now she's promoting stealing. She's telling the blacks it's okay to steal, allegedly. I got into allegedly, even though it looked like the proof is in the pudding. What a mess. Her parents are Taiwanese immigrants. Her grandparents are Chinese. What an anchor baby. Send this helper back. Keep these people out of your government, white people. This is your land. This is my land. This is my land. And I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Christmas. This is our last day for the live show of the Jesse Lee Peterson in the year 2025. Every year we shut down everything except Sunday fellowship. We still have Sunday fellowships. But we shut down everything, and because my team, which is the best team on this side of heaven, they give their all to make all this happen. And so they need a break. And I'm like, okay, let's just take the end of the year off and go wherever you want to go. I mean, you know, go out there and whatever. And so we shut down. And today is the last day. We're going to have replays and all that. But last live show today. No men's form until we come back in January. Well, the first Thursday in January is we won't be here because that's Christmas Day, I think, right? I mean, that's New Year's Day, okay. But that's so the men, we'll deal with that later. The men's form is in the first men's form on a Thursday is in February. If the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. So, Hate Report is coming up after my show today. TheHateReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. Oh, Lord. He's going to give you an amazing Christmas show. Get ready. And then check out Punchy. PUNCHIE.TV. Podcaster. It's amazing. No new episode of Punchy TV until next year. And then I'll see you on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11. We will be having a Sunday morning meeting. We don't stop those. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And don't forget to donate to Bond and to us. What we're doing here, you can, so many ways to do it. You can write a check, a money order, and send it to Bond. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or you can call 800-411-2663. 800-411-2663. Or you can hit the QR code to donate to Barr. So you have no excuses, and thank you all for your support. I appreciate it. Giving back to help us, to help others as you've been helped. I want to, and don't forget to like the videos. So you saw that Arianna Parsley, that black liberal female, supported the Somalians. Arianna Presley, what I said? Arianna Presley. Is it Parsley or Presley there? Oh, they're telling me Parsley or Presley or whatever. Two black people trying to help each other understand and speak English. Oh. Thank you, Derek. You black. My producer talking to me in my ear here. And then you saw the illegal alien mayor of Boston that should not be in our country, in government, supporting the Somalians. Not America, but Somalians. And then y'all have allowed these blacks to come from other asshole country, and it's bad enough with not all what the blacks are doing to destroy America already. You brought in some more. What a mess. I want to show you what these two females are supporting. And then I'll take your calls. You heard them supporting these people, right? The so-called Boston mayor, Michelle Wu, she should be in China being the mayor over there. I bet she can't do that in China. I want to show you what both of these females are supporting. This is from Grok. Here's a TikTok video of a Somalian man in the U.S. mocking white Americans for funding his EBT dependent lifestyle through taxes. Watch this from X.
Ha ha, you work all day, you don't got shit. Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day, free. I can use my EBT. Go to work for me, white boy, white girl. Yeah, go to work for me, you white animals. Work for me. Yeah, you work for me. And the U.S. government is they work for me. All of you work for me. Now go to work. Pay them taxes. Take care of me and my people.
Wow. I had seen it. Hey, come here. Hate is white. As white as they can get. I want to see what he think about this. This is pure evil, but you know what, white people? You're weak in your own country. And this, they can do this. We saw a Mexican guy. Remember when Joe Biden, UK High, was in office? They showed a Mexican guy doing the same thing. An illegal. They had crossed the border and were making buku money free. We showed that a while back. Did you see that video right now?
Yeah.
You watched it?
Yes.
What do you think? This is hate of the hate report. You white. Look, you white. What do you think about that?
That, I don't know if it's real, but if he's joking, it's not funny. Because it wasn't funny. But that's crazy. But that's the reality of the situation.
How did white people become so weak that this can happen?
That's that communism.
White people are communism?
No, all the white countries have become communists where the working people, the people who are actually working and making money, are surrendering a lot of that money to subsidize the self-destruction of their countries. Because you know how we're getting trillions and trillions of dollars in debt.
Yeah.
Most of our budget is that social spending.
Yeah.
A huge part of that, of it. And there's so much fraud, and I don't know if that guy is real or not,
right?
But that's an able-bodied man, and able-bodied young men and women are getting that stuff. And that's only making it worse. And the more they get it, the more that more people need, quote-unquote, need the help because it's causing the inflation.
And if it's not real, he's making a good point. Because of what had been stolen, according to reports, out of Minnesota. Is that right?
Minnesota, yeah.
Minnesota by the Somali is mind-blowing.
People speculate that California's fraud is even worse than in Minnesota.
I bet it is. If you really, really look, you can find it. And they hide it from us.
Yeah. Because I think that the problem with the Somalis is they weren't slick. They started going really, really, really milking it.
They don't have to be slick. They're black.
No, right.
They're black. They don't have to be.
Well, they got caught.
They don't have to be.
Yeah.
They're black. And can you imagine a mayor of Boston, so-called Mayor Wu? Is she from that Chinese lab?
The Wuhan lab?
Yeah. Where they were the Chinese virus?
Could be. I don't know. The grandparents
fled. Why is her name Wu?
Because it's a Chinese last name.
But wasn't it a Chinese virus with Wu?
Wuhan.
Wu what?
Wuhan.
And if you
two last names.
If you think that's bad, what that Somali with is real or not, I want to show you one more TikTok from the Somalian people in America, in the white man's country. This is from Grok. A video captured a young Somalian girl in Minnesota doing an interview arguing with the immigrants deserve to be here and cannot be illegals on stolen land. Watch this from X.
Support everyone because people deserve to be here. Because we shouldn't be illegal when this is literally stolen land.
Huh?
Brainwashing.
That is so crazy, I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah.
With that head rag on her head in my country.
Like she knows what she's talking
about. Right.
And the adults, you know, they've been saying that for decades. I have old people calling my show claiming that it's stolen land.
Old people?
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to say seniors. Or the elderly.
My elders.
And you're saying old people. What the?
And I don't know if it started with this guy, Howard Zinn, who wrote this book called The People's History of the United States of America. That Trump targeted his first term, targeted him and many others for their communist propaganda that has crept into the textbooks and the universities and the teaching of the younger children.
So do you agree or disagree with me that, and you're not going to get far if you disagree. You already know that. Do you agree or disagree that my country is not coming back?
I agree.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And why?
Because even though there are strong, forceful men like Trump, there are young men who are strong and forceful like Trump, I think. Most of them, if they're known, they have followers, and those followers are every bit as evil and lost. They just have different beliefs because they don't fall for the same stuff that the boomers and us people fell for, but they're still angry and brainwashed and lost, so they're not going to win.
And that's why the country is not another proof that it's not coming back.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
absolutely,
I remember arguing with you that my generation and younger, they all voted for Obama. Well, that turned out not to be true, because when Trump came along, all these people came out of the woodwork. Yeah. The young people. But even still, there, you saw how they acted, TPUSA and the pro-Israel and the anti-Israel hating and backbiting and division and stuff. They're winning,
yeah,
and they're acting like they're losing.
I keep on waiting.
Not
waiting
that they
for
actually
the world to change. I keep on waiting, and the world ain't going to change. We're Bob Dylan when we need him.
He's Jewish.
Bob Dylan is Jewish?
Yep.
Is it the singer?
His real name is like Zimmerman or something.
The singer?
Yeah.
Where is he now?
He's still alive.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
Let me search it.
I pray to God that I do believe.
Robert Allen Zimmerman. Jewish family in Duluth, Minnesota.
Well, why he got a white name then?
Raised Jewish. Because he knows that he knew that he was in a white country. This is before we liked the Jews.
Before you liked the Jews? What do you mean?
Before we. The American people didn't really, I don't think that they really liked Jews much.
When?
They didn't trust them. I don't know. I just hear things like Walt Disney and Henry Ford. They didn't like them. Or they didn't trust them. Or they didn't go along with them. And I don't know if that was, I don't know if that was a prominent mentality, but there just wasn't the brainwashing because the Holocaust hadn't happened yet.
Walt Disney is white.
He was white. He was, Walt Disney was white and amazing.
Where's Walt Disney now?
In heaven or frozen.
I rest my case.
Walter Elias.
Please rest it.
Disney, American, pioneer. And now his company is trash. He would be rolling over in his grave, I think.
How is it possible to roll over in a grave if you turn to dirt already?
Also, I disclaim my comment. I don't represent me or Bond or JLP. Well, Disney
right.
Company.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Disney Company is amazing, but also amazingly evil, like everybody else nowadays. Okay. No, he. Of course he can't. It's a figure of speech.
Why make a figure of speech that can't happen?
It's a saying. I don't know. I embraced it.
Whatever.
Irish parents, I guess. German and English descent. Wait a minute. Yeah. His father was Irish, I guess, and his mother was German and English. Anyway.
Oh, amazing. Let me go to Mark out of Michigan. Mark, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Mark.
I was watching your debate with Professor Dave. Do you remember that?
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Okay.
And I really don't, to be honest. You remember that?
Okay.
A little bit. I think you were on versus a guy named Professor Dave on Modern Day Debate.
I debated him.
You're like one or you've made one or two appearances there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Jake is right.
Oh, he is? Okay. See, white people always right. They just won't speak up.
So he argued that God of the Old Testament is wrathful because he kept killing people and flooding the planet and things like that, and you said it was out of love. Why is that out of love?
Because he was destroying the devil and saving the people from the devil. He was not destroying the people. He was destroying the evil.
But how do you save the people if they die?
Because there is no such thing as death. Death has been conquered. So he destroyed the body of the people who were possessed and controlled by evil. Otherwise, they would bring death and destruction upon other people on the planet.
I agree. That makes total sense. I agree, actually.
Amazing.
Awesome. I've been thinking, Jesse, I've been thinking a lot about finding a woman because you say that it should happen naturally and that you shouldn't do any work.
If you look for one, you're going to always, but always choose evil.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm wondering, will God even give me a woman, or at least like set one up so that we could get in a relationship? Because I don't know.
Why are you?
Like, I can be friends.
Why you can be what?
Like, I'm friends with women, but that doesn't mean that.
And why do you even think about that at all?
Because I want a relationship.
Then Satan will give you one. Go out and get one. Just pick one.
All right.
And why do you want a relationship?
Because it feels good.
Uh-huh. Didn't the spirit of truth tell you not to want for nothing?
Yes.
So why are you going against that?
Because I got mama's nature.
So just suffer then. Suffer and die.
I'll smoke on that. Merry Christmas, Jesse. Merry Christmas, JLP team.
Merry Christmas, and I appreciate you. Merry Christmas.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. John from Utah. John, you are on the air.
Jesse, my buddy, man, I just got to let you know that I love you with all my heart, man. I'm a long-haul truck driver. I was born and raised in Stockton, California. I've been around the game. I know what life's all about to a certain degree until I seen you on a podcast schooling your own people, and I was like, thank God somebody's telling these people what time it is, you know? But anyways,
thank you, John.
I started doing the silent prayer. And I'm going to tell you what, I've stuck with it, and it's just beyond, it just blows my mind how it all just came together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep. And I listen to you guys every day without fail on the road. And I just want to say, God bless you guys. Merry Christmas to you and the crew. And I'm going to come and meet you one of these days up in LA.
Right on. And Merry Christmas to you, and be careful on the road nowadays. There are illegal alien drivers out there, and they're causing a whole lot of trouble.
Right, right. I just want to say, like, Omar and all the Somalians, they've been running game on the whole system. They're running game.
According to the reports. Amazing. Thank you, John, and Merry Christmas, man.
Thank you, too, brother. Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Be careful on the road. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Over on... Telegram. Limbix asks, I want to know if cremation keeps you out of heaven.
Cremation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't take the risk. I have a friend who, his brother died, and they cremated the brother. And now you got the brother actually sitting on the shelf at his wife home. I'm like, what the? But I don't know. I wouldn't take the risk. I would just leave everything as is and see what happens. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin, have a happy new year.
Thank you, Kevin. Happy new year to you.
As always. Veggie Mama, welcome JLP show member.
Right on. Thank you, Veggie Mama.
Prince D. Reese, also nice.
Thank you, Prince D. Reese.
Gregatron, hey, Jesse, I have an amazing question for you. Are you ready? Out of all the black leaders...
I'll take this right after the break. Hate news out the fake news. Two more hours ago. Back to your calls and super chats.
The spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it. But it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Oh! a whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. Am I right or am I right? I think I'm right. Drama over the Epstein files and Trump's new battleships. So cool. An update on the Bondi Beach, the boat strikes, and California's flooding. Is there flooding already in California? I heard there's supposed to be a storm coming in this Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and even beyond. Pretty fun, sort of. Be careful on those roads. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Some call it Christmas Adam because tomorrow is Christmas Eve and the next day is Christmas Day here in America. Shout out to those Armenians with their Orthodox Christmas and January 6th. And there is one line open. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE. 888-77-JESSE. No I in Jesse. But it is Fake News on Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network. CNN reports a 60 Minutes story. You heard about that. From CBS, shelved at the last minute, sparking accusations of political interference, reached a worldwide audience, thanks to some eagle-eyed Canadian viewers with access to a streaming platform. It leaked. And we will get to your Super Chats, guys, by the way, and more great stories, and back to your calls. Appreciate those. Epstein files. The so-called Justice Department released a new set of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. President Donald J. Trump, our greatest president. His name appeared in the latest file drop, including references to flight records related to Epstein's private plane, which is old news. We already knew about that. He borrowed it, remember? Something like that. Authorities have not accused Trump of any criminal wrongdoing related to Epstein. Duh. This follows the release of an initial batch of heavily redacted files on Friday that included never before released photos of former President Bill Clinton with a convicted sex offender or whatever he did. The DOJ is facing criticism from so-called survivors. They're not survivors of anything. Oh, I survived a rainy day. I survived going to a party. Anyway, of Epstein's so-called sexual abuse and lawmakers on Capitol Hill over how they have released materials from their investigation. A law passed by Congress in November required the so-called Justice Department to make all files related to Epstein publicly available within 30 days in a searchable format with content that could potentially identify victims, so-called victims, accusers, redacted. Nice. And Trump's new battleship, Trump unveiled a new Trump class of Navy battleships on Monday, describing them as a superior war-fighting vessel to replace an old and tired and obsolete U.S. fleet. The new ships will form part of the new Golden Fleet, intended to better counter China and other adversaries and more closely adhere to Trump's aesthetic standards. Very cool. The Trump head said that the president said he would take an active role in the design of the new vessels, and it's possible that Trump's name will be affixed to one of these ships. Such a move would likely be years away. Bondi Beach authorities of last week's deadly Bondi Beach last Sunday, the first evening of Hanukkah in Australia. Not the other day, not a couple days ago, but several days ago. Criminologists have noted an unusual characteristic. Most so-called mass shooters act alone, but not all. There has been father and son or older guy and younger guy, such as the DC snipers. Remember those black guys? Anyway, this may have been the first father-son combination of perpetrators ever for such an attack. So said one mass shooting expert. Police said Sajid Akram and his son Naveed Akram targeted the Jewish celebration, killing 15 people. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. Where did Judas go when he died? Where did Judas Iscariot go when he died? Where did he go? I hadn't thought much about that until a preacher came and talked, met with me in my office the other day. And he done an extensive study on Judas. And it was interesting. I'm like, wow, I'm going to make that a biblical question. I don't know if many people think about or thought about what happened to Judas. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't listen, watch the show live, you can podcast and listen on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Tuesday, the day before Christmas Eve, the last day of the live show. It's been amazing. This has been the best time of my life. My life. This is the best time of my life. It was the best year ever in my entire life. So far. And all I do now. It is also country and western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe take this anger from my soul, and I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. What the Pete from Alaska? Merry Christmas, Pete. Amazing song. I want to go to the busy calls. It's the last day of the live show, so we're going to take as many as possible. I want to go to Australia, heard around the world. and talk to Mitt. Mitt, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Jesse, from all the trippers around the world, all the psychedelic boys and girls that love you very much.
Thank you, man.
I just want to say,
do you guys celebrate Christmas over there?
Well, I personally celebrate Good Friday, the day we are.
No, not personally, but what I mean is that. No, I'm asking is like, is it Christmas in Australia as well?
Oh, you bet. It's not snowing, but everywhere down south it snows a little bit, but there's lights everywhere. There's Christmas lights. We got all the tinsel up and the Christmas type of decorations all around the towns. It's a beautiful little island at the moment.
Well,
I just wanted
Christmas.
To say from around the world, I heard around the world, and Jesse, I love you, and I just love from Australia. That's all I wanted to tell you, big brother, and I listen to you every night. You are my guiding force, and like, you know, trippers, we just assimilate with you for some reason. There's something in your consciousness that we connect with, Jesse, the way that you think. We love you. So love from Australia. Happy holidays. Have an awesome time.
Amazing.
And have the best holiday season. I love you, Jesse. Love from Australia.
Right
on.
You on
other calls.
I love you back, and love from America. Amazing.
Yeah, baby. White power, black power. White power, black power. I love you.
Thank you, man. Merry Christmas.
Mick.
Amazing. Heard around the world. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jerome. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So I just didn't want to take a lot. I just wanted to ask a quick question.
Okay.
Speak
a little louder right into your phone, Jerome.
Is this good?
That's better, yes.
Okay. So just something that I've been hearing, when I listen to your show is that we should, forgive our parents.
Yes.
Most of the time, specifically our mothers. But do you think that holds true for everybody?
Every human being on the planet.
Okay. Because that's where I get a little lost at because, you know, sometimes I hear like when people will call into your show, without hearing anything, you'll go right to, have you forgiven your mother? You know, have you said this and that when, there hasn't even been given any background. And I don't think that everybody had that type of relationship where they do have to go and forget.
Yeah. The spirit of truth even tell you that all who are born of the woman, born of the flesh, must be born of the spirit of the father. It says all who are born of the woman.
It says that specifically?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm not
it says
like,
that you must be born again. All who are born of the flesh, being born of the woman, must be born of the spirit of the father. All.
But the flesh isn't specific to woman. It's all of us.
No,
so it doesn't
all,
mean woman.
You can't. The only place you can be born from is from the woman.
But you're born from your mother and your father.
No, you're not. You're born from the woman. You come out of her body. So you're born out of the flesh of the woman.
But with that, like a woman can't make a baby by herself.
Well, a woman can't make a baby, period.
Exactly. So it's because of the mother and the father. It's not just, the mother is the vessel, the oven to bake the bread
right.
in. But yeah, she does. She's not responsible for the bread alone.
Right, but what does that have to do with being born again?
Well, no, I'm just saying. You were just saying that, you liken the word saying being born of the flesh, saying that means the woman, but
you're not born from the father. You're born from the woman. You come out of her body.
So, are we children of our fathers and mothers, or just our mothers?
I don't know that had to do with being born again of the father.
Okay, then I'll go back to my original. I just don't think I just feel like not everybody has to forgive. Like with my life, I've never felt a yearn or a desire to forgive my mother.
Well,
I've
you don't have to. He didn't say that you have to do it. He was talking about those who want to be born again. But if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Just live in it. Stay with it.
Live in what?
in not having to forgive, or you don't feel like you have to. And the Spirit of Truth does not force everyone to do it. Salvation is only for those who want it. It's available to all, but it's only going to work with those who want it.
And I can't have it unless I don't forgive?
No, ain't no way you're going to get it.
Okay, what if I just, like, realize that my parents, or, like, my parents were people and they just made mistakes. Like, they're just human, and, you know, as children, I think we look at our parents like they're, you know, for lack of a better term, God, so to speak, and we think that they're perfect, and then we just grow up and we realize that our parents are no more human than anybody else. So isn't that enough, like, just to realize that they're no better or worse than anybody else?
No, because it says forgive. If you don't do what this, now, if you want to do it that way, you do it that way, Jerome. But it says you must forgive before you can enter into eternal life. You must go and forgive.
Okay, and
but if you don't want to do it that way, Jerome, if you want to stay close to your mother like that, and she didn't do it wrong or whatever, you stay with it.
Well, I didn't say that. She did. And this is my last point, and then, you know, I'll leave it alone. But when it says go and forgive, like, it doesn't necessarily specify mother and father that you have to go.
Right, so don't do it.
Anybody.
Don't do it.
Okay. You're kind of having, like, a passive-aggressive tone. I just wanted to ask a question.
What do you mean by that?
I guess. You seem like you're kind of getting upset at me asking it.
No, I'm not getting upset at all, but I don't want to encourage you to do something where you got all these other reasons why you don't have to do it.
No, I get that, but I just wanted to talk about it, though. I just wanted to ask you a question. It seemed like you're kind of dismissing me, but it's fine. I'll drop the point.
No, I'm not dismissing you. I'm saying you said you don't have a reason to forgive your mother, right?
No.
So I said don't do it then.
Okay, and I won't. That's it.
Merry Christmas, man.
Same to you, and Happy New Year.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go over to Mommy Africa. South Africa, that is. Or Africa. And talk to a first-time caller. Is that, no, that's his name? Judas? Is that the Judas that did?
Yeah.
Hey, Judas, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Judas, where did you go when you committed suicide?
Well, I don't know, maybe. I don't know, the prison.
How do you spell your name?
J-U-D-I-C-E.
And how do you pronounce, let me hear you pronounce it.
Like in Portuguese or English?
English.
So we speak Portuguese here.
English.
In English you say Judas. Judas.
And how do you, and what do you speak there?
We speak Portuguese here, Angola.
Oh, and how do you say it there?
Judas.
Oh, amazing.
Not Judas. What the? Who's calling me Judas? I'm not Judas.
Right on. Well, Merry Christmas. Well, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I want to say Merry Christmas to all of you. I've been following your channel, your YouTube channel,
yes,
for quite a few years. And, man, it's been a journey, a great journey.
Right on.
Yeah. And also, could you say what the? I always wanted to hear you say that.
What the? What the?
Thanks so much. Man, I'm going to call my brothers. They're going to see this later. Thank you. This is amazing.
Around the world. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Did you forgive your mother?
I did that 4 years ago.
Right on.
I'm 24. Yeah. Man, it was something else. My mother looked at me like she was confused, like, are you well? Do you need something?
When I went
to my father, yes?
And she wasn't ready to admit she was wrong.
She wasn't. But I don't know, the feeling that came after it, it wasn't even a feeling. I stopped feeling something.
Yes.
I stopped feeling anything.
Yes.
And every time my mother reacts or overreacts about anything, I wouldn't say that I don't care, but it's indifferent for me. No.
Right on.
It's not. Yeah, I got that feeling. I try to explain it to people that I know, but normally when it's women that I try to explain what is this that I try to do, they don't get it. But sometimes they think I'm being, you know, too a cold, or maybe, you know, sometimes they also use, here in Angola, people also use the word misogyny. Oh, you're a bit too misogynist. That's not good. You have to be more expressive. And I say, I always ask, do you want your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or your husband to be emotional, expressive? That's what you want? And they always say, no, we don't. In fact, yes, okay.
Right on.
I end it right there.
Well,
my father was...
They're not ready for the truth, man. They know, the truth only makes sense to those who want the truth. And so they're not ready for it. So just let them suffer and die in their misery. What the?
Man, every time you say let them suffer, I don't feel good. Man, let them suffer. What do you mean?
But they want to suffer. That's why they don't want out. They don't want to hear a way out. They love the thrill of suffering.
Man, I also need to suffer a little bit because I've been lacking the silent prayer lately.
Suffer.
Yeah, I've got to suffer. I accept that. I'm going to do it.
And what happened when you went to your father?
When I went to my father told me to stop watching your show.
He's
black. Yeah, that's true. But not black as you. You're very dark.
As the ace of space.
As the ace of space.
So before I run, why did you stop doing the silent prayer?
I believe the destructions. You know, I started working just I would say at the beginning of the year when I finished my internship, and with working and also family stuff and also from stuff from college, I got overwhelmed. And sometimes I remember doing it, but...
Oh, his car dropped. What the? His car dropped all the way from Angola. Right? Africa. What the? His car dropped. Your car dropped, Judas. But I recommend, do what you want. Go back to the silent prayer. So you can practice being present and don't let work or people or the spirit of the thoughts try to talk you out of that. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Gregatron on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, I have an amazing question for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Out of all the quote-unquote black leaders, who would you say is the worst and why? Obama? W.E.B. Du Bois? Maxine Waters? Jesse Jackson? Al Sharpton? MLK? Jasmine Cricket? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All those are the same. They are all the same, and they are all evil. Really, they're as bad. I can't. They're absolutely the same. The same worse. But an interesting question. Thank you.
He started to say, you don't have to answer right now, but smoke on it, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. Gregatron, at this point, just call me Mike, says Merry Christmas, Jesse.
Merry Christmas, Mike. Santa, just call me Mike.
Santa Claus emoji.
Right on.
AJVD, biblical question answer.
Where did Judas Iscariot go when he died?
I don't know, but my thoughts and prayers go out to him.
I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Very nice.
How come they took out Iscariot from there?
Because you weren't saying it.
That was the reason to take it out. I did. Oh, Derek said, I said, take it out.
Ah.
In my ear headset. my producer. Okay, thank you.
Someone before Jesus, how did men return to the Father?
By admitting that they are evil, forgive the mother for recreating her in her image, recreating them in her image, same way for the women, and forgive the Father, earthly Father, and that's how you return. The Spirit of Truth. Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Seeker. If thoughts are an extension of physical brain activity, then to construct someone's thoughts would require the power to start, stop, and control that activity. Does this imply the devil, if he's capable of constructing thoughts, possess genuine physical power over the world? Asks Seeker.
What does that mean if thoughts are an extension of the brain? Thoughts are not the extension of the brain. What are you doing?
I just got some clutter out of the picture.
Oh.
I didn't like seeing my cable or cord or whatever on the picture. I was like, that's
not. You got your snot right there.
It's not a snot rag. It's called a bandana, and it's clean.
Oh.
Allegedly. I don't disclose, actually. You like my coal? You like
cool.
My coal stocking from last year?
Yeah.
I got coal because I'm a baltard.
Cool. What's a baltard?
A baltard is someone who does not believe that the earth is flat.
How come the people believe the earth is flat when there's no proof at all that it's flat? It's just being said. It's like the same way they believe Jesus is God.
They get into their heads and speculate, if you can hear me. All right, thank you.
But I didn't understand that last.
Yeah, he thinks that thoughts are an extension of physical brain activity.
I don't know what that means. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, what do you mean by extension?
Right.
You do all kinds of things with your body, and they do them because of the spirit.
Right.
Stuff that you believe in.
I don't quite understand the question, so I can't really respond. Make it clear either by calling 888-77-JESSE. Or make it clear in the super chat.
Thank you, Seeker,
but
as always.
Thank you, Seeker, absolutely.
Blood or water, happy birthday, Jesse Lee Peterson.
Happy birthday, and it's not my birthday yet. It's hate birthday.
Yeah, it was just my birthday in July.
Right.
Doug Drew's five coffees. Hey, Jesse, I just tried such and such high-end, well-known coffee, supposed to be the best, very expensive. It didn't stand up to Si Senor coffee, though.
Amazing. Try Punchy's coffee.
Si Senor.
Oh, nice. Punchy coffee is good. I highly recommend. And now that it's hot, Christmas season and New Year's season, go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Or RebuildingTheMan.stores. And get your coffee. No, just JesseLeePeterson.shop.
I mean, JesseLeePeterson.shop is the most direct place to go.
Okay.
You can go to RebuildingTheMan.com/stores in order to find the JesseLeePeterson.shop.
But go to JesseLeePeterson.shop and get your Si Senor coffee. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug, for your five coffees. No more thoughts. Merry Christmas to everybody working there at Bond. In Finnish, it's common to wish a peaceful Christmas. Rahlista Joulua. Pardon me, no more thoughts. I should have looked that up in advance. I didn't see it. I'll have to look up how to pronounce that.
Amazing. Thank you. No more thoughts.
Peaceful Christmas.
Right on.
See you on Merry Christmas, Jesse Love.
Merry Christmas, baby. You've sure been good to me. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. Merry Christmas, Sia. And Sia has two lovers.
and she ain't a saint.
And she loved them both the same. One of them treated her kind and sweet and nice. And she really loved him. The other one treats her mean and cruel, while the first one treats her the way a man should. The second one is mean and cruel, but she loves them both the same.
Did you know they're the same person?
What?
Those two so-called lovers are the same person.
Yep. Merry Christmas, C.I. Many, many, many more. Thank you.
Jason R.W. bought a coffee. King Alpha Nerd here. So if this is the last live show of 2025, what a mighty, mighty, amazing, hola, mamma mia, year 2025 it was. Lots of highs, many lows, but we are still kicking, staying strong. God bless the chat, the staff, country, great white hope. I will you beautiful people in 2026. Let's go out strong, y'all.
That's right. And I forgot to mention Merry Christmas to the chat, they say.
Yeah. God bless the chat. God bless the staff. God bless the country. And God bless the great white hope.
God bless the chat, the staff, the country, and the great white hope.
Yes.
Thank you all. All amazing. Thank you.
Amen. Charles, hey, Jesse, you notice these so-called black conservative content creators? No different from the normal Democrat blacks. They made a black woman, Candace, the head of them. They never criticize her. She's their leader. Amazing.
Amazing. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Cesar Caesar 3, and you, and you, and you told Harpo to beat me. Laughing face with cheers coming out. Merry Christmas to the whole Bond crew. I love you guys. Cesar or Caesar.
Right on. Thank you and Merry Christmas. Right on.
Overcoming Ryan, a very generous 20. This is for every time I thought about supporting JLP but didn't because I listen at work and forget to do it later.
What? Nice. Thank you. Amazing.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for doing what you do every day. Merry Christmas from Poland. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. Amazing.
Heard around the world. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Chris C.
So Judas from Africa, his phone dropped.
I think he pronounced it Judas.
Yeah. Judas.
Yeah. His phone just suddenly dropped.
Yeah. If you want Judas, call me back. But thank you for the last super chat right there.
Hmm. Maybe you should keep a line open, though. Chris C. What?
Not really. You're getting it.
Okay. Chris C. Biblical question, answer.
Why did Judas Iscariot?
Judas.
Where did he go when he died?
Judas, believing evil while living, was in hell, and he stood in hell when he died, says Chris C.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Skip Laug Fire. Merry Christmas, JLP and crew. Keep on doing what you're doing while you're doing what you're doing to keep on doing all that you do so well.
I love that. Very cool. Thank you. That's nice.
And over on Pastor Chatelet on pill.net, 111, I don't know where Judas went, but he dead. Jesse and Hank, do you love Judas?
I love Judas. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I appreciate it.
Anthony L. with a diamond sticker. Thank you, sir. He also says, Merry Christmas, JLP. Hey, Anchor Baby Derek and Kirk. Even though it's Kurt. And Derek is D-E-R-R-I-C-K. But, hey, thank you, sir.
K-U-R-T.
Right. Varn Soul. JLP Talk, may I suggest two interesting fallen state guests, both from Britain. Thanks for all you guys do. Merry Christmas from the south coast of Norway.
Wow.
Thank you, Varnsall. I shall pass those along.
Absolutely. Thank you. Heard around the world, and Merry Christmas.
Very nice. And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger
was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Christmas. Our announcement. We are having our Sunday morning fellowship, all right? And even though it's today is our last live show, we're still having the meeting, Sunday meeting. So come on down. You're all invited. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church for more information. rebuildingtheman.com/church. And if you would like a free copy of our newsletter, we just put out our end of the year newsletter. It's amazing. You can get a free copy of it by going to signing up at rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. Rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. You don't want to miss it. All right? And at no cost. And check out the merch, amazing merch. Coffees, T-shirts, books. And for your books, if you want them signed, make sure you note who you want them signed to, the name you want to put on. Now, some people forget. They don't want to show the books for some reason. Y'all don't want to show them. Y'all don't want to show the merch and the books and the T-shirts. They don't want to show them today. They don't feel it's party time. No, I'm changing the yeah. Derek said they must be drunk. But go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores, all right? The mugs and the T-shirts. Oh, y'all have a problem showing them? So there you go. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores. The coffee, the mugs, the T-shirts, the hoodies, everything nice. The book, look at amazing books. All the books are amazing. All right, I do appreciate it. And the new guy is still in training, right? Kurt, yep. Or Beta. Amazing. Let me go to the busy phones here. Let me go to a first-time caller out of South Carolina. Cade out of South Carolina. Cade, you are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson. How are you?
All is well, Cade.
Yes, sir. I'm good, but guess what? No man is good. Only God is good.
Can That's for sure. Amazing.
Amazing. Hey, Mr. Jesse Lee. So I know today was Country and Western Tuesday, and I was just calling to let you know, give you a little insight. So I live in South Carolina, a little small town called Smokes. We live down there in the country, and our Christmas tradition is we always eat and cook raccoon. You ever ate raccoon before?
Raccoon.
Raccoon, you know, things would be getting in the garbage and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I have not eaten them because when I was growing up in Alabama, we didn't eat raccoon because we were told that they eat dead people.
They eat dead people?
Yeah. Not only do they get in the garbage and eat all that too, but I think they go to grave sites and eat dead people. Is that true?
Fair enough.
Is that true or not?
I don't know about that, but I know, like, they get in garbage and stuff like that. But what we do is we trap them.
Yeah.
And we kill them, and then we freeze them in the deep freeze until Christmas time, and we'll cook about, 10 to 12, and then we'll slow cook them and put them on, like, rice like a pot roast. And that thing is good, boy. It is amazing.
Amazing. Well, we used to do that to squirrels and rabbits and things like that. But I have never eaten a raccoon because of that. I was always told that they ate dead people.
Well, I mean, down there in the rural country and stuff like that, I mean, you don't really have money, to go buy, always on groceries and stuff.
Right.
But, you got to go out and kill what you eat.
Are you
and
black?
We eat a lot of deer meat. No, sir.
Okay.
I am white. But I don't know what's wrong with the blacks, though. They love them some raccoons.
Oh,
the
yeah?
The blacks love raccoons.
Right
they
on.
They love them raccoons.
Right on. Amazing.
Yes, sir. Amazing. Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Jesse Lee, I hope the big old man with the white beard and the red suit is good to you this year.
Amazing. Thank you, man. And Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy your raccoons.
Yes, sir. Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Merry Christmas, Chad. Amazing. Nice. Let me go to Las Vegas and talk to Ramir, you are on the air.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Have you ever had raccoons? Ramir, have you ever had raccoons?
Ooh, no. They eat dead people.
I don't know how true. That might not be true. But I remember hear the older black people saying that. And then I do notice, I can't remember one time that my grandmother ever made raccoon because of that. I guess it was because they thought that it ate dead people. Have you ever heard that hate before?
I never heard that.
Did you ever eat raccoon?
No, I wasn't really aware that you could eat raccoon. Although Davy Crockett had a coonskin hat.
Right.
So
you must have eaten it. But you can't eat them.
So if you're out on the frontier and you're exploring, then you can eat a raccoon. Other than that, you're not supposed to eat it for Thanksgiving and all that stuff. But that's what, according to Brave, they do it in the American South, especially traditionally consumed by enslaved so-called Africans and Native Americans as a way to supplement limited diets.
Amazing. So, Ramir, you never ate a raccoon?
No, you don't. To be honest, I heard a story back in the day where raccoons were, like, eating dead animals and, like, dead people and stuff like that.
Oh, you heard that? You heard that, too?
Yeah. Oh, bro, but there was a myth. There was a myth that they had rabies or they had some disease that would go into the dead wildlife and make the wildlife, like, twitch and stuff and, like, come alive or some crap like that. So I just stay away from raccoons.
Oh, okay.
It was a weird story. It was a weird story back in the day. But, I don't play with raccoons. They're dirty.
Amazing. Dirty.
All right. So I have a question about the biblical question. You had me going on this all day yesterday. what is it called? The biblical question where Judas went.
Yeah,
right?
Where did Judas go when he died?
I got such an interesting take on this. There's one version of the story that Judas went to Transylvania. Transylvania?
Where is that?
Anyone? So, you know Dracula? There's one version of a story where Judas, where because he hung himself, what he did to Christ, that God cursed him, and that he, because he spilled the blood of Christ, he was cursed to drink the blood of people. That's why silver burns him, the cross blinds him, and the light kills him. Like, you have to face the light to be dead. Or it was some weird version of the story like that, which I thought was an interesting take.
And did you believe that?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, no, not at all. It was just an interesting take on that. But it did raise up an interesting question to me, which is, did heaven exist before the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
The heaven exists?
Yes, that question rose because you're asking, where did Judas go? The only two possible things we can think of is hell and heaven, which is what we were taught, right? So if that's the case, did heaven exist before Jesus Christ rose? Because if heaven existed before and nobody knew about it, right? If the devil ruled over everyone before the resurrection of Christ, right? Judas didn't have a way out yet because Jesus Christ was on the cross. And when he came on the cross and he resurrected, that's when people were able to see that you can be forgiven and be born again. But Judas wasn't able to experience that. Yet he did know Christ. And I think because he knew Christ is why he felt remorseful. And he knew, because he, think about it. I was talking with Hake yesterday on the Hake Report.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about it. Because if you betray somebody, like we were talking about Diddy. With what happened
Free
with Diddy.
Diddy.
So think about it. Like,
are you for Free off. Diddy?
Right. Free Diddy all the way, bro.
Right on.
Oh, God. But you know, think about it. Why didn't Judas go all the way to the end with it? Why didn't he stand with the Pharisees and be like, yeah, that guy's not real? You know what I mean? He didn't have to return the silver. He didn't have to feel remorseful, and he had no way out. When he was in hell at that time, he had no way out. Like, he was screwed. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think. So my question, the biblical question, ends up at the very end, ends up, if heaven existed before, because if there's no time with God, that means heaven always existed. People weren't able to find it until Jesus Christ came and showed us the light. So I think that there's a great possibility that because Judas was part of the plan, that I think that, and Judas was remorseful, he just didn't have a way out, and Jesus Christ loved him because he did. He loved him just as much as he loved all of his disciples. He loved loved everyone.
Well, I can't,
right?
I got to wait until Sunday before I can put my little two cents in on the biblical question, but I appreciate you responding to it.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. You guys have a great day.
And Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy Santa Day. Happy baby Jesus' birthday. You guys have a great day.
All right,
bye.
And don't forget, Free Diddy. Let me go to John out of Texas. John, you are on the air.
Hey, thank you for having me on the air, Jesse.
Right on.
I was thinking, I'm not a Christian, and I'm worried that I might be a Hindu.
And why are you worried about it?
Because I trust God, the Christian God. I trust him, but I don't know what he looks like or anything. And I start thinking about the blue guy, because he talks about, because the blue guy is always acting like he has perfect peace.
John, hold on a minute. I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
So I do the silent prayer. Okay?
I say you do the silent prayer?
And I watch the thoughts go.
Uh-huh.
And I think you know, I have struggled with God, wrestled with God.
And how do you do that?
By not trusting him.
But you don't need to trust him.
Well, I don't know about that because I don't ever trust anybody my whole life.
I know, but you don't need to trust God. You need to just let go and he'll take over.
And that's what I'm worried because I'm watching the thoughts go and I'm letting them take over and then I start to feel like the blue guy is who I should devote myself to.
And what's the blue guy?
He's one of the Hindu gods.
And you trust the blue guy?
Well, I don't know about trust because I don't trust anybody. But the blue guy, it's more in line with what my own real dad, earthly father.
How old are you, John?
Believed. I'm 31.
And so your earthly father was a Hindu?
He was not a Hindu. The Hindu thing is he was a meditator, you know, a meditator and.
But how did you come up with
practice?
How did you come up with you trust the blue guy, Hindu? Where did you get that from?
Okay. So in a spirituality, maybe the blue guy seems more spiritual because he...
Where are you getting that from, though? Where are you getting that from?
Maybe the pictures that I've seen of him.
Let me do this because of time. John, don't think about any of that stuff. You just stay present and let the truth work through you. You'll be fine. But forget about all that and just stay, instead of being in your head thinking about any of those things, just stay present and stop thinking about those things.
Okay, and then...
And don't try to believe or not believe. Don't try to trust or not trust. That is not required of you at all. All you got to do is let go of thinking and let the spirit of truth take over. And you'll be fine.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes, sir.
This is maybe unrelated, but I feel like my love life, God has taken care of that for me, to where I don't want to do the worshiping and stuff like that to women.
Well, don't do
it. But at the same time, I don't know why. I want to, though.
But you don't need, if you don't know, don't worry about it. Just stay present and all things will be made clear for you. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, I just wanted to share that.
All right. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. And do you hunt deer?
Oh, my deer. I used to when I lived in Alabama, but I hadn't done it in a long time. How about you?
I love deer. I don't hunt, but it's about time because I'm not going to eat pork anymore and I'm going to need some more meat because I'm only going to be eating cow and what's in the Bible.
Right on.
It's good to eat. So.
Well, I wish you well. I used to hunt, but not. I haven't done it in California. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super. Super chat.
Over on YouTube, Soma Specialist, this will be the best super chat he has read today. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Prince D. Reese, thanks again. I believe I thanked you for the first time. I just happened to see it again, just in case I didn't thank you. Thank you for joining as a member.
Right. Who is that?
Prince D. Reese.
Thank you very much and Merry Christmas. Amazing.
Chris, Merry Christmas to JLP, the false prophet, and the Bond crew. Thank you for all that you do to help myself and others.
Right on. Thank you, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Bobby S., 5 coffees. In regards to the caller asking about the Professor Dave debate from Modern Day Debate, mm-hmm. Jesse nailed that answer. Just read the verse this morning. The righteous shall perish, and no man takes it to heart. Merciful men are taken away, while no one considers that the righteous are taken away from evil. Isaiah 57:1.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bond. Heart.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Sion, it's a very amazing biblical question. Since everyone used to go to hell before Jesus died and gave us a second chance, who knows where he went? Hopefully Judas regretted and repented and went to heaven. Who knows? Hank was looking Mamma Mia amazing yesterday. We got to find him an Ethiopian wife. Also, like you have an Ethiopian wife, says Sion.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. And she's responding to the biblical question, where did Judas go when he died? I appreciate it. Why were you looking so amazing yesterday?
I was looking amazing because I was wearing a black shirt, a black collared shirt with little designs on it. You thought it had a stain on the armpit, but no, it was part of the design.
Oh, amazing.
Very
thank
cool.
you, Sion.
Thank
and
you.
Thank for responding to the beautiful question.
They say black is slimming. Kevin says
black is beautiful.
God is good, says Kevin.
And his mercy endures forever. Thank you.
Ad lib queen, Merry Christmas, fam. I'm catching thoughts like I'm catching flies, laughing face with tears, open mouth. And Christmas tree. And where is Diddy now? I rest my case.
Free Diddy. And thank you, and catching my thought, letting them go, turning my cheek for the sake of the show. Now that you know this is my life, I ain't gonna let no one tell me what's supposed to be right. Catch my thoughts. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
We did a Free Diddy poll. 48% said no. 25% said yes. 14% said, I don't know. And 13% just wanted to see the results.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
So thank you all for voting on the Free Diddy.
Free Diddy.
Poll question. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to William out of California. William, you are on the air. William.
Is this me, William number 7, or the other William?
I'm sorry? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Oh, hold on, William. Let me take a break. I'm right at the top of this hour. I'll come back to you right after the break. Who you say, William number what?
There are two Williams out from California, William the 3rd and William number 7.
Oh.
And there may be others.
Well, all they have here, William, is William. California.
If you hear a kuh, that means you're on.
Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. We'll be right back.
a whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, December 23rd, AD 2025. There's one line open. You, yes, you can call in right now, unless you can't. You know, you've already called in, gotten on air, or you're already on hold to get on air. To the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on air in the last hour of not only today's Jesse Lee Peterson Show, but this year's Jesse Lee Peterson Show. No show tomorrow, nor no show Christmas, no show for the rest of the year, for the whole rest of the week and a half till the new year. After the new year, we come back the 5th on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and the Hake Report. And nice. But we will have church with Jesse Lee Peterson. As always, no men's forum on New Year's Day. Normally, it would be the men's forum the first Thursday of the month, but since it's a holiday and we're closed, no men's forum, guys. See you in February, hopefully. All right, Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports. The U.S. military conducted a strike against a low-profile vessel allegedly trafficking drugs in the Eastern Pacific Ocean on Monday, killing one person per U.S. Southern Command. At least 105 people now been killed in strikes on suspected drug boats in the Pacific and off the coast of Venezuela as part of the campaign Trump administration has said is aimed at curtailing narcotics trafficking. U.S. military most recently struck two alleged drug trafficking boats in the Pacific last week, killing five people. Strikes are part of a pressure campaign against Venezuela, a nation that President Trump is accused of stealing U.S. oil, land, and other assets. Not good. What a mess. Oh, by the way, going back to that Bondi Beach alleged terror attack, documents show that those father and son suspects, they were motivated by the Islamic State, ISIS, ideology, and they trained ahead of the attack. They went over to some place in the Philippines, I guess, that's what they say, and they threw IEDs, improvised devices, moments before they started shooting. None of them detonated. FYI, the 50-year-old father got killed. 24-year-old son, I think, is surviving in the hospital or something like that. I don't know where it stands. What a mess, huh? The father was on student visa since the early 90s, and he just kept on renewing his visa. And so he had legal guns. He had owned, bought up a bunch of legal guns, quote-unquote legal, you know? What a mess. And then he had an anchor baby son. I don't know if they have anchor babies in Australia. What a mess. Anyway, California flooding a new atmospheric river. It flows through the air in the firmament, known as the sky. Atmospheric river-fueled storm tracking towards SoCal, Southern California, after a previous storm triggered deadly flooding and evacuations over the weekend in NorCal, Northern California. Powerful storm prompting evacuations in the area of Los Angeles areas, ravaged by wildfires, LA County probably, because the Eaton fire was kind of bad too, and a rare high-risk warning for flooding, with months' worth of rain and life-threatening flooding expected in the region. At least one person died after flash floods from the first storm inundated Redding in Northern California. What a mess. By the way, did you hear about that NFL player and fan altercation? Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf has been suspended for 2 games without pay after cameras showed Metcalf appearing to grab the collar of a fan's shirt on Sunday's game. Drama. And you know what else is bad? In the UK, the United Kingdom, they have so much crime, or fake crime, too. They prosecute more fake crime than real crime, it seems like. My perception is considering a new swift tier of jury-free courts, no jury courts, to help reduce the backlog of cases waiting to be heard. Legal experts are concerned about less fair rulings. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the last hour of the show today and of the last live show of the year. Amazing. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy, the biblical question. Where did Judas go when he died? Where did Judas go when he died? When he died. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about anywhere in the world doing whatever you're doing, a simple task as working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We are heard around the world Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So different time zone for different people in different parts of the world. You can podcast if you just can't listen as it is happening. You can podcast and still hear and do what you got to do by calling your phone at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. And I'm going to want my experts in the studio here for a minute. After we do the opening, they didn't know. I have a question for the experts, all of them. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, the day before Christmas 2025. And Tuesdays are always amazing. But now that it's the day before Christmas and it's Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday. Tuesday, amazing. Yeehaw! Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Me. Who let the dogs out? Whoa. Amazing. 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 Merry Christmas. Like the videos. Amazing. Let me go back to, I had to put William out of from California on hold there because we were right at the end of the hour there. William, you're on the air from California.
Hey, Jesse, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good
Can
morning.
You hear me all right?
Good morning, William, and Merry Christmas to you.
Nice. So I'm leaving Reading right now. What the?
where all the flooding was at a couple days ago. It's pretty bad.
Up in Redding, California?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
I wasn't
sir.
Aware of that.
Oh, yeah. It was about 3 days ago, though, actually. CNN's usually kind of behind the curve about 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, so Merry Christmas to all y'all there, to Hake and Anchor Baby, the new guy. And I was going to attempt to answer your biblical question.
Oh, okay. Merry Christmas to you. And I hear that, according to the weather report, we're supposed to have some major rain down here in L.A.
Yeah, be ready. Be ready to go.
Are you coming? Are you on your way to L.A. for Redding?
No. One of these days, I might come down there for,
thought you said you were leaving there and leaving the rain.
Yeah, I just left Redding. I'm actually
meeting. Okay. Amazing. Yeah. So the biblical question, where did Judas go when he died?
So, I don't know if that's a trick question because I'm not God. And I'm unaware of the time frame of when we die.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, they say trust in the Lord. But this is my take on it. And I could be wrong, you know. This is just my take for about 20 years of studying the Word, is that according to the law, if you murder, and so we have all four Gospels testifying that he's the one that betrayed and turned in innocent blood. In other words, Jesus did nothing wrong. Even the Romans knew that. And so he knew he was guilty. And so since he was crucified, and even the thief on the cross admitted that Jesus did nothing wrong, but we did, and those were just thieves who stole stuff. But Judas, knowing Jesus, betrayed him. So I would say he rightly judged himself because he knew he was guilty. And so he hung himself and turned in the silver. He admitted that he had betrayed innocent, that money was blood money because he turned in innocent blood. So I'll say that he judged himself correctly, and probably the apostles would have agreed. But then afterwards, I don't know. But
where he went?
Well, no, I don't. I'm just saying, but I think we're ultimately asking heaven or hell. And I think if Judas, to me, that's repenting. And I just think he repented in action. And even though he took his own life, and I know we're not supposed to do that, but who else was more in a better position? Like, when you do something wrong and you admit it, even our own court systems, the judges will be lenient because you turn yourself in. But if you don't and you run, then how do we know you repented or become a better member of society? So that being said, I think, I'm not saying I know where he went, but to say he went to hell, I think we're making ourselves out to be God just by trying to judge where he went when we really don't know.
So you're saying that you don't, in your response to the biblical question, you're saying that you don't know where he went?
I do not know because I'm not God. He'll judge correctly, and so will Jesus. And I think if Jesus forgave the Romans because they do not what they did, well, Judas did the same thing because there are other, not versions, but writings of ancient that he was thinking by them, him being in jail, he'd be protected from the masses and the mobs. But there is another account. One of the accounts in the gospel says that he betrayed them when they were trying to kill him. So the question is, did Judas know the Pharisees were going to kill him? Or did he think they were just going to keep him safe?
No, that's not the question. That's not the biblical question.
No. I'm just talking about the reasoning behind where I'm coming from, Miami. But, yeah, that's all. So,
okay.
JLP, shout out to you. I don't know if you remember, but, yeah, this is William number 7, and I think this is the third time I've talked to you
in
a year.
Amazing.
So I appreciate it. God bless you all. And that's it. That's all I got for you, man.
Thank you, William, and Merry Christmas to you. And I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. Thank you.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. William just mentioned that we're not supposed to commit suicide.
Oh, he's not ready.
I'm ready.
There
we go.
Is that true?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Who said that?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Who said that? I wanted to ask Woody, but it slipped my mind just like that.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
Somebody's
the horse is in my face. Yeah, the horse is in my way, blocking my view.
So, does the Bible say not to commit suicide?
The body mentions that your body is the temple, and it represents
But does it say you're not supposed to commit suicide?
I don't think it vividly says you're not supposed to commit suicide. I don't think it says that anywhere.
It's
supposed to be obvious, kind of like abortion.
Does the Bible say not to commit suicide?
No, not specifically. Well, that I'm aware of.
Where did this idea come from then that if you commit suicide, you're going to hell?
It's so obvious. It's common sense, Jesse.
What do you mean?
Because you never commit suicide.
But on top of that,
thou shalt not kill.
But where did that come from, though?
Yeah.
Thou shalt not kill, does that mean that you can kill yourself?
Where did that come from that you're not supposed to commit suicide? If you do, you're going to hell.
I blame the Catholics for that one.
That's not even the Bible either?
Right.
And I'm asking these two because they're Bible thumpers. The other two don't even read them.
I think the Catholics say it's a mortal sin. So automatically you're going to H-E double toothpicks.
What the Bible says, what's a mortal sin?
No, the Catholics. There's no such thing as a mortal sin in the Bible, except all sin is
what
deadly.
Does mortal sin mean?
The sin that leads to death or hell or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not Catholic. I just heard my friends telling me that's a mortal sin. They weren't even like serious.
So there's nowhere in the Bible where it says you're not supposed to commit suicide. Do not commit suicide.
Not like that.
So where did this idea come up then that if you commit suicide, you're going to hell?
I assume common sense and...
How's that common sense?
No. About the hell part, no. But the fact that it's wrong to commit it...
What's wrong with it?
It's not right. It doesn't seem right. You're not. It's selfish. It's crazy.
It doesn't seem right?
No, it doesn't seem right at all.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? It's unnatural.
But everything unnatural.
I know, but there's like egregiously unnatural.
That doesn't make sense. That makes sense, Jared?
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank you.
And why does it make sense?
Because anybody who's read through the Bible can see that the body is a gift.
Shift this way, though.
Yeah.
Shift that way.
Nice.
Shift your gift that way.
Huh? Who? Oh, he was
speaking
talking
to your mic, Jesse.
I was talking to you. But
am I speaking to it now?
Yeah, because we're all loud and you're all quiet away from the mic.
Yeah, but
but there's nowhere, and you're a Bible thumper,
right?
Right, and nowhere in the Bible where it says do not commit suicide.
Right, it's not going
to
say.
It doesn't say you go to hell if you do.
Well, that's the thing. You have to read
in the Bible.
Yeah, it's going to say it. It's not going to say it plainly as how you are accent, but it's going to say it. It's going to say these stories. Once you realize what the stories are trying to tell you, that's how you'll get that revelation.
That doesn't make sense.
It does, because people don't remember. People remember stories more than they remember direct and, just direct things like that. Like, I could tell you something, but you'd remember it more if I told you a story.
So if you lied to me?
Not necessarily a lie.
You said told me a story.
Well, no, it could be like a parable.
That kind of story.
Yeah, that type.
Oh, I thought you meant if you just made up a lie about it.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Not like that, but the body is a gift. I don't think you should throw it away. And once you separate from your body, that's it. That's where you are. Because you're not getting reincarnated into like a bug or something. So.
Yeah.
Beyond just the thou shalt not kill, which is itself just ends the argument.
How did it end the argument?
Is that you,
killing and suicide, two different things.
No, you're still killing.
How's that?
Killing yourself.
But this idea you're not supposed to kill yourself, you're going to hell.
The hell part, leave that aside for now,
all right,
if you don't mind.
Okay.
Your body is a temple. and you are not your own. Boom. Temple of, like, the Holy Spirit or something.
But if you submit suicide, you ain't going to hell.
It didn't say you are or ain't.
Not necessarily, because you can pray for someone and they'll be in heaven.
You got to pray just to make it today.
Oh, man, here we go. But now you can pray for people and they'll be fine. They'll be saved.
So you think praying for somebody will make them saved?
Yeah.
How is that?
There's stories in the Bible that talk about this.
How?
I think it was with Lazarus. He died or something like that. And right. Yeah, that story. You'd have to look into that.
But that didn't make him saved.
Well, that's just an example. The stories reveal a lot of things.
Derek is in the studio right now, so to the callers who are on hold, we see your calls. Just hold on. He'll be with you in a minute.
You are seen.
You are seen.
You are heard. You are appreciated.
So let me just real fast introduce my staff, and they all want to say Merry Christmas to you all. And so we'll start here with Hake of the Hake Report and a staff here, the Hake Report.
Hey.
And expert here on the show, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then my producer, Derek, you black, the producer and an expert here on the show. And over here to my right and your left is Kurt. And he is the producer of the Pache TV.
Merry Christmas.
And an expert here on the show. And the Anchor Baby getting the phone. He is the host of the American Anchor Baby. And expert on the show. What do you want to say to the audience last hour of the show today?
Merry Christmas, y'all. Thanks for supporting Bond, those of you who support Bond. And hopefully see you next year, back and better than ever.
Amazing. And you, Derek?
Thanks for supporting Bond. Love God. And that's it.
Love God?
Yeah.
Is that from God?
What does that mean?
Oh, you're saying to love God.
Yeah. Love everybody.
Okay. Amazing. Yes, Kurt.
What I want to say?
Yeah.
I'm new here, but I love it here. I love Bond. I love you, Jesse. Thank you for everything you've done. You've helped a lot of people.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Amazing. That's Kurt. And the Anchor Baby getting the phones out there. And if he were here, he would say...
He's right here.
I don't know where he's here. He started to come back and forth.
I did. I sat down. He's like, if you were here.
Right, because I saw you walk in.
I don't know why that made me walk change away, course. But I just wanted to say. What?
He didn't catch the first thought, maybe.
Right.
I was going with the joke. I thought we were playing.
No, but.
I have spiritual problems.
I said, if you were here, he would say it. I saw you walk in, and I was going to let you say what you would say if you were here.
Merry Christmas.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing. Real fast. Then I got to get you some calls.
Okay.
One thing you realize about yourself, hate, that you didn't know before 2025 enter into the world.
It's sort of a reminder about awareness and unawareness and how dangerous and life-given, not in that order, one or the other can be.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about you, Derek? One thing you realize about yourself that you didn't know about yourself prior to 2025.
I really don't have the power to do a lot of things. I really can't do anything on my own. So I have to lean on the Father, and that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the main thing. I really can't do a lot.
Okay. And how about you, Anchor Baby?
Huge reminder that nothing out here is going to change anything in here.
Out where?
Out here.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to change anything in here.
That's for sure. Amazing. And Kurt, you?
What I realized about 2025? What
no,
I learned?
About you. What you realize about what you learned about yourself that you didn't know before 2025?
What I knew about myself that I didn't know before. I don't know that there's a lot of evil inside of us.
How about you?
I know evil.
Inside of me. But I want it out of me.
You guys move.
But that prayer does work. And
I know what prayer can do.
Prayer, the silent prayer.
Prayer.
Not prayer, praying, you know, babbling like the pagans.
Pray in the morning.
But silent prayer
pray
and letting God take over.
All right. Thank you. And one last thing. There was, because it is Christmas, I want you all to be careful. You're dealing with evil people out there, so watch your back. Stay present and watch out for this item, news item for Fox 10 News. Authorities say 26-year-old Karma Fisher brought numerous bags of candy to a classroom at Broughton Elementary School for Christmas party on December 18th. Watch this from WEAR Channel 3 News.
Tonight, a Broughton parent is accused of putting marijuana inside candy bags for a kindergarten Christmas party. Authorities say 26-year-old Karima Frazier brought numerous bags of candy to a classroom at Broughton Elementary for a Christmas party on December 18th, and inside was more than just sweet treats. Court documents show numerous clear bags containing variety sorts of candy with marijuana shake inside the bags were given to kids. Investigators say after the Christmas party here at Broughton Elementary, a parent noticed what appeared to be marijuana inside their child's candy bag. Broughton police say they were notified immediately, gathering four bags for evidence. Broughton Police Chief Matt Jordan tells me Frazier was arrested the next day and charged with distribution of a controlled substance to a minor and chemical endangerment of a child.
Sick.
If that is true, that's amazing.
That's sick.
Isn't that amazing?
I don't know about amazing. That's sick, man. That's a low down.
If it's true.
Yeah. That's what high people do. Like, how people do clumsy stuff all the time. That's one thing I realized.
The spirit of evil.
Yeah. Like, growing up, just being around that stuff, there are so many stories of just high people around me just doing the dumbest things. Like,
smoking pot.
Yeah. Smoking pot, yeah.
One last thing. One last response. Y'all got to go because I want to get to as many calls as possible. I want to get all of your response to this from people. Indiana Hoosier. Star Fernando
Mendoza
is a 2025 Heisman Trophy winner. During his emotional acceptance speech, he dedicated his trophy to his mother, Elsa, while tears rolled down his face. Watching from a sports center.
Mommy, this is your trophy as much as it is mine. You've always been my biggest fan. You're my light. You're my why. You're my biggest supporter. Your sacrifices, courage, love, those have been my first playbook and the playbook that I'm going to carry through my side through my entire life. You taught me that toughness doesn't need to be loud. It can be quiet and strong. It's choosing hope. It's believing in yourself when the world doesn't give you much reason to. Together, you and I are rewriting what people think is possible. I love you.
Nice. Mama!
Don't laugh at the white
Mommy.
Man.
Mommy!
You guys are laughing
Mommy.
At the white man.
He white?
I'll call him Hispanic. I'm calling him Hispanic, but he's white Hispanic. He's very white looking Hispanic. Maybe part Jewish.
What a beta.
Oh, man.
That is sick.
They love their, Hispanics love their mama.
And the mama said, just like, Jesus, she is God.
Oh, man. That was nice.
That's not nice.
Mommy.
That's worse crazy. Than the pot and the candy.
What do you think about it? Hey.
That was ridiculous. He was totally rattling off a bunch of, what are those things called?
Lies.
Yeah, but commonly stated lies.
Beta.
That are very trite.
Beta.
Anchor Baby may know the word, because he has high verbal IQ. But, yeah, a bunch of sayings that you say that sound inspirational, but they're empty. Platitudes? Say again? Cliches.
Cliches.
Yeah. But he's 22. He's 6'5", 225 pounds.
Where's his daddy?
Yeah.
If anybody needs their daddy, that man needs his daddy.
True.
I need his daddy now. What a beta.
Yeah, to say mommy like that in front of everybody, in front of all your teammates, man, that's tough. You got to really just be
he's Catholic.
One with your mom to say something like that.
Cuban. I hope he never get married. His wife's going to be him up going and coming for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, that clip's not going anywhere. That's we're keeping that alive every year. We're going to keep playing it. We're going to put his name on the wall.
What a
mess. Remind all men out there.
What do you think about that, Kurt?
Yeah, his ever since the day he was born, his mother made him worship her, and now he's like that. It's sad that he's born into that. He's got to get out of there, though. I don't know how people put up with that and think that's, I don't know. It's like you're not your own person at all.
The coach should say, hey, come down. Come down.
Stop it.
You're on a football team.
Make him do push-ups.
Yeah. He's on a football team or basketball?
Football.
You're on a football team, buddy. Calm down.
Yeah, he won a Heisman.
Don't take the mama thing too far. What the?
He participates in team Bible studies, crediting faith for his success. Faith in who?
Dang it.
And mama?
At least sound tough if you're going to worship your mom like the Tupac song.
How old is he, 12?
22. He's 22 going on 13.
What do you think about that,
Anchor Baby?
Anchor Baby.
I was just about to say. Oh, yeah, I was just about to say that the worst part is that it's like a lie, too. Like, all those things he said did not achieve that trophy.
I know.
That's just because he deeply felt feelings for his mom. That's the only reason he did that. It's like,
and for the. Oh, sorry.
No, that's it.
For the audio podcast listeners, both of them had these scrunched up faces, like they're holding back tears. And she's, because you could see the split screen with the mother reacting to all this unworthy praise.
You say he loves her afterwards. Like, none of the things he said got him that trophy.
You're my why.
I mean, hey, she did.
He said, you're my why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
You're my why.
Wait, he said you're my why?
How are you going to say that? How are you going to say that about your mama?
I thought he believed in, what's the faith in?
This guy.
You my why what? You my why my beta?
This guy Oedipus-y.
Oedipus complex. Oedipus.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it's a Greek name, Jesse.
I thought you said something else.
You know, just don't repeat that name, but it's a Greek name, Jesse. Just don't repeat it.
I'm not. I want you to tempt.
I don't think like that.
No.
That's what I hate.
But she probably did do a lot for him, though. Took him to practice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Screwed him up. Yeah, she did. But, you know, she probably took care of him. Took him to football practice, fed him. Yeah, I mean, the father needs to step in. Was the father? I didn't see the father in that clip, but yeah, I mean, hey, shout out to the moms. We still love moms, right?
Okay, so
what?
According to the
he just looked at me and said, we don't love moms. Yo,
according to not like that.
Okay,
according to the failing New York Times, he grew up in Miami of Cuban descent. Both sets of grandparents born and raised in Cuba. His mom's side hails from Spain, and his dad's from Mexico.
See?
I don't get it. But anyway, we'll go with that.
When I come back, your phone calls. We're going to moon calls. Merry Christmas from all of us. I have an amazing staff. You just met some of them, and they wanted to say thank you all. I'll be back in a moment.
we have a counseling service.
Oh, the treasure chest is now open on D-Line and scratched off on Pures.net.
On this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, last show of 2025, live show. We will be doing replays until we return on the 5th of January, if the Lord is willing and the creeks don't rise. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all. Even our enemies, we love you. We know you're asleep and you can't help yourself. So we wish you well as well. We wish you Merry Christmas. To all, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, right? And thank you all for all the support and all the love and all the support and all the men and women who are working on themselves to overcome the fallen state. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. And we will be having fellowships every Sunday. So though we won't be here and no Thursday meetings, Sunday morning meetings are still on. All right. The Hake Report is coming up after my show today. The Hake Report. And he'll tell you about his show, whether you're going to be live or not. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1. And he'll update you all about his show. But for Jesse Lee Peterson, thank you all so much. I want to go to Luis out of Arizona. Luis, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Luis.
Yeah, so I was just doing a follow-up. You said to go to my mother, ask for forgiveness, which...
Not ask for forgiveness.
No, sorry. I blacked out from it there. I went to her and I forgave her.
Okay.
Now what?
And so what happened? What did you say to her? And what was her response?
I just said, like you said, I just said, I forgive you for all the evil things that you've done to me. And I said that, actually, my wife was standing there. They were cooking. And then I said, and I want you to know to my wife, I said, I also forgive you for a lot of the evil things or the bad things that you've done to me. Then my mom said, oh, thank you, and hugged me. She was in a nice mood. And then she said, now I can go to my grave. And that was pretty much it.
Well, nice. And how about your father?
I need to go to him as well and just forgive him for being such a, like, you know, looking back now, it's like, wow, it's like another world, you know? What I grew up in, and like looking at him now and as an adult, and you're like, wow.
And why have you gone to him already?
I need to go to him, and that's probably the next step.
And why have you gone to him already?
I really want to make sure that I'm ready to talk to him and let it be from my heart and I don't want to be out of like, I don't see spite, but you know, just like, how, you know, how do I put it? And like, there's so much there that like I'm looking at now, and like, and I just want to be able to really go to him and be like, and say it properly.
So do you see that you need to forgive him? You need to.
Yeah.
And so how much readiness you need then once you see that you need to forgive him? What else you need?
Nothing. I need to just, that's the next step, and just go to him and say, you know, just let him know that I do forgive him for being what he was, you know, like, and what he is, like, kind of weak in that way. And it caused me to be, to have to go through a bad cycle. And I'm blaming him because I'm responsible for myself. But I went through the same thing.
Well, he
that I
was
didn't want.
Responsible to protect you from your mother as a kid, for sure. But he couldn't handle your mother. He was afraid of her, too.
But he was also like, that was his mom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he married his mother.
Embarrassing.
All men marry their mothers.
It's sad. And not only that, it's weak. And it's kind of sad. And I just kind of have a hard time respecting him because of that.
But
and,
but you're doing the same thing with your wife.
Yes, 100%.
And so
no, I did.
So that should give you even more understanding. Do you have children with your wife?
Yeah.
So they're going to be feeling about you the same way you feel about your father if you don't cut it out.
They do. They already do.
See?
And they do because it's also because I have a mother involved that also kind of has her own issues from her childhood.
Who?
Her mother. You know, their mother, my wife.
Why don't you keep your children from her?
Well, I am. I'm working on it. And I'll tell you, because in the early days, it's not easy, because what happens is you try to fight fire with fire. You know, you try to do it in your own, like then it turns to anger and because you're not resolved. So how can I do it until I get resolved? Until, you know, and now it's getting to a place where I'm a little bit stronger and I'm able to.
Yeah.
But what I do now is I just point it out. I'm like, look at that. Look at your anger as like you're because they want to be Christians, they read their Bible and stuff, but then I can see them, especially at night sometimes, where it's like another person, you know. But I'm like pointing it out, like, hey, you see this is evil, like this isn't, yeah. This is where it's come from. It came from her. Look at her sitting there, my wife.
Does your mother-in-law live with you guys?
Yeah, I have a big house that I bought here.
Why don't you put her out? I don't care if your house take up the whole block. Why don't you put her out immediately?
Well, my mom and dad just recently retired. They bought an RV. We have a guest room, so they kind of travel. And then they're at my sister's house now because it's empty.
Why don't you put your mother-in-law out of your house immediately?
Well, her and my dad are both together.
Your mother-in-law?
Oh, sorry, not law. My mom and dad live with me. And then
why is your mother and father living with you?
Like I said, they retired, so I just gave them the guest room. I have a guest room, so I gave
But that's not a reason for them to be living with you.
Well, you think I should tell them to leave?
Is your mother live there? Your mother-in-law live there, too?
I mean, no, my mother-in-law lives up fine. So we all moved from New York, actually. My mother-in-law finally came after, actually, long story, but she lives like 5 minutes up the road now. She moved out here with my wife's sister and brother-in-law. They moved. They got a job out here. And then, so she lives, they have a guest room. She lives with them. And then I have a guest room and a big house like that, you know, not necessarily. And then after my parents retired, they kind of float around. They have an RV.
Well, then they'll live in the RV.
Well, they can, yeah. I mean, I could tell them to do that, but I mean, we kind of invited them to stay, you know.
Why?
But you think they should leave?
Why?
I mean, just give them a place to stay, you know.
Who decided that? Yours or your wife or both?
Well, we talked about it, my wife and I.
And y'all came to that kind of conclusion?
Well, yeah. I mean, also like
God said to take your family far away from your family.
Oh.
Well, in the backyard, yeah. Is not far away.
Well, I guess I need to really, like, pray on that, I guess you can say, and see
what,
if that's...
What does that mean, pray on it? How you going to pray on something like that?
I don't know. I just never thought it was a problem. I mean, I like having him here sometimes.
Why? Nice.
I don't know. I guess that's like we play cards, you know, bike rides.
So then why did you get married and start your own family if you still want to be a kid?
I mean, I don't, I mean, I'm just giving them a place to stay, you know, it's rents are high and like they don't have a lot, you know.
That's not your fault.
No, I mean, I know. I mean, I'm not, I don't mind them being here. I guess.
But why did you get start a family then if you still want to be a kid?
I mean, I don't want to be a kid. I just give them a place to stay.
Why?
So that they don't have to pay rent. They're high and stuff.
But why? They can live in their RV. That's what they wanted.
Well, they do. They travel. Like, they go to their friend's house in Idaho and then my sister's house. I have seven kids. There's seven of us. So they have, my sister has, like, a house in, where is she, in South Carolina? She has like 12 kids, and then like they go stay there and then play with the kids. And they're older now. They're just kind of like floating around, you know?
But that's their problem, not yours.
Oh, I know. I don't mind. I mean, I just do it because, you know, just to be responsible.
But
I mean, I feel
that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to feed and house your family, your wife and your children. And they are not your responsibility.
No, I get that. They're not, you know, I'm not, you know, I guess you're right. You know, I mean, I don't necessarily feel that I have to do it, but I just do it because, I don't know, just thought it'd be good to do.
Why? What's good about that?
I don't know, just, I never really thought it was good or bad, you know?
You just said you thought it was something good to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I did. I mean, yes. Okay. I guess I just thought, you know, it'd be nice to take care of them.
Why?
I don't know. Just because. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I guess just because.
Yeah. You got your own family to take care of.
About that, though. Yeah.
And you can't even handle your wife. Your wife don't obey you. No, you can't deal with her. And now you got them to deal with. And then the mother-in-law down the road. What a mess.
Dude, you don't even know. It's so, oh, my God. I know. It's like that.
I don't even know what.
I'm surrounded by it. Like, I'm just surrounded
by
it.
But it's your fault. You allowing it to happen.
No, I know. I mean, I'm okay with it, actually.
So you're okay with catching hell with all these people that's surrounding you?
Oh, man, you don't even know what I've been through. At this point, I'm numb. I can't even tell you what. If I told you, you'd be, you wouldn't want to hear it. I mean, it's just like I went through it. So now at this point in my life, I'm just kind of like immune to it.
But just think about that, Louis. You surrounded these people in your world that brought you all the hell you've gone through. And you still do it. You won't even change it.
No, well, here's the thing.
You say you're okay with them. You're not okay with them.
Wait, listen. Let me explain one thing. If I really wanted to get away from the hell, I'd have to leave my kids. I'd have to leave my wife. I'd have to leave, like,
speak up a little
my
bit.
Mom and dad. I said if I really wanted to do that, I'd have to leave my whole family and just get a cabin and go up in the woods. You know what I mean? Like, that's like
that's how bad it is.
Well, you start to see what it is for what it is, if you know what I mean. Like, you just like, wow, as you start to pay attention to those things, you're like, wow, it's a little bit more than, you know.
But why are you putting up with the hell in these people rather than giving it all up and dealing with the hell in you?
Well, if I, like I said, I'd have to leave my kids and my wife, too.
Why not do it?
Well, I could.
Why not? Get Why have you done it, then?
I'd like to. Well, I've considered it. It would be really nice. I just get a little cabin and just kind of, like, work, you know? I mean, to be honest with you, my wife doesn't even need me. She makes more money than me anyway.
She doesn't even need you?
No, she doesn't need me. She makes more money than me.
So why are you married to a woman like that?
I don't know. I've been married for, you know, so long, taking care of my kids. You know, what are you going to do? You just, like, got to take care of them. And not only that, if I left my kids, do you know what kind of hell they would have to deal with?
They're catching that anyway. You're not stopping that.
Well, I am.
In the same way your father didn't stop it for you, you're not stopping for... How old are your children?
I'm stopping it now because I'm bringing attention to it, and it's changing.
Okay.
It's changing my home. And I'm even, like, even... Well, my mother, I don't know. That's all that is there. Yeah.
How old are your children?
Okay, I got a 17-year-old, I've got a 14-year-old, and I've got a 10-year-old. Girls, okay. All girls.
And all girls? Like
yeah.
Or beta.
So, I mean, my wife, she grew up in a household where, okay, man, I mean, he had the spirit of murder on him, like, you wouldn't believe, like, and he was a nice guy when he was, like, in his right mind.
But look at her mother. You can't blame him. He was married to a crazy woman, too.
Well, if you knew his mother from India, oh, my goodness. She would carry, like, bricks, and she was, like, mean, tough as nails. And the father, this is very common in India, too. I've spent a month in India and traveled all around. And then, she was tough. Tough as nails, and I met her towards the end
of her
life.
No, she was evil. She's not tough.
Well, yes. No, evil.
Women are not tough. They're evil.
Ooh, she was. I met her at the end. She was older, like, and kind of, like, passing. And that's what they do in India, too. Like, you take care of your family. So that's the way that they see, you know.
They start with Satan.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we can't get away from it.
Yes, you can.
It's all around you. Well, I mean, you have to leave the world.
Are you Mexican or white?
I'm so Italian, I guess. Not really, but I'm more of American than anything.
No, but you Mexican or white or Italian or Indian or what?
Me, I'm like Italian white kind of guy. Mixed. Okay. My mom's like white.
And your wife is what?
My wife's Indian.
Indian?
Yeah.
Like Cherokee?
No, like from India.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I spent a month. When we got married, I spent a month in India. I had a business. I just closed it up. And I was like, I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I believed God. And I was like, I'm just going to go. And then I got first class tickets on my wedding from a cousin I didn't know. We flew first class to India. Now, I had migraines at the time, and I was suffering, but I got there. I spent a month. So I was a driver. I used to drive people in church. Like, I would drive all the pastors and stuff. So I met this guy who started an orphanage out of nothing. Like, he just was a white, tall white guy from Holland. And he went into Mumbai, and he just was like, I'm supposed to be here. And he started an orphanage in Pune. It was like he knew he was supposed to go to Pune at some point. A lot happened for him. Yeah, he was rough, but he did it. So actually, I just knew him as a friend. So I emailed him when I was there in India, and I'm like, I want to come. He's like, okay, see you. Like, he didn't even spell it out. He just put, see you. So I flew into Mumbai, and he took us around. I had this pass. It was like a hopper pass.
Let me say that because of time, I can't play that long.
I'm rambling, sorry.
Okay, but let me tell you this right now, because of now.
Sorry.
What I recommend, Louis, and we'll talk next year if the Lord is willing and creed, all right, you forgive your mother, forgive your father, and you'll see the next step to take. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I mean, I've been doing it since
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Oh, man, I try to do it.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Beyond that, I'm telling you, yes.
Okay,
like,
stay with
that. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and just, like, do the silent prayer, and just because I had to survive, to get through.
I understand. So take it one step at a time, do the silent prayer, stay present, forgive your father, and then you'll be able to do, you'll see clearly the next step, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
And let's talk next year for sure.
All righty. I'll give you a call.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Take care.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Richard out of Texas. Richard, you are on the air.
Hello?
Richard, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Richard.
All right. My question was basically kind of, I'm kind of on the same boat as that same guy that just called you, but not really. I don't have a mother-in-law involved. I just noticed that
I catch hell in between the wife and the, and also between her family, you know. And then I start to realize, man, I even fall sometimes. You know, I don't want to react myself. Usually I'm watching, but if I try to tell the truth, at times the hell comes out of them. And
your question for me is what?
My question is how to basically deal with it, in the sense that I also do have a son with my girlfriend, but my question is,
are you married or just have a girlfriend?
We've been together for a long time, and I call her my wife, but no, we're not really legally married, no.
Oh, okay. And you have kids with her?
We have one child, yeah.
So here, because of time, here's what I recommend. You stay away from anger. Don't get angry. And then you just be honest with them. And if they get angry, they'll go away.
If they get angry, they'll go away?
Yeah, they'll leave.
I mean, I think eventually my wife or my girl will leave me.
Good.
Yeah.
But don't you get angry. You, because of time, don't you get angry and you do the silent prayer, you stay present, but don't get angry, all right?
All righty.
And if they get angry, that's fine. Let them get angry, but don't you get angry, and you'll be fine.
I think my thing, it was my biggest fear was, I guess, not being together, me and her and my child as a family, first of all, and then second of all, losing my child, not being
and I wish we had more time, but we absolutely don't. You do the silent prayer and you let it all go. Don't let anybody or anything be more important to you than the truth. Be willing to lose it all.
All righty.
And that way you won't be afraid, and God will be with you, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Call me next year. We'll talk more.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Skip Low, goal achieved, such as it is. Jim in Alaska says, I'll match you, Skip.
Thank you, Skip.
Jim in Alaska says, I'll match you, Skip. Smiley emoji.
Right on. Thank you, Jim.
Fazul, joy to the world. Merry Christmas, Jesse.
Joy to the world. Joy to the picture in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Mark S., Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We are waking up around the world, staying present. Praying hands.
And where's that from?
Mark S.
Thank you, Mark S. I appreciate it.
Anthony L., until we meet again in 2026. Amazing.
To all our friends and teachers, to add dear Oklahoma High. I love those breeze and walls. I love my school and all. Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Chris from chat. Merry Christmas, Bond and crew and chat. Christmas tree.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Various fist bump sticker from Anthony L. Thank you, sir.
Shout out, Anthony L. Thank you.
Lalo, Judas was sent to Los Angeles, meaning hell.
You may have a point.
That's on X Live.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Mew is a cute dog. Jesse, the Scientologists are after me. What do I do?
Pray on it.
Mason Mon. Merry Christmas, y'all. Orange Heart. Thank you, Jesse, for leading men and women back to the Father. White Heart and Cross.
Thank you. Stay with it.
Mari. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, Bond family.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Nick LeBoy on Rumble. Hey, you never read my Rumble rant from yesterday. Angry, cussing, crying, JK, but you did forget to. God bless. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Jesse and team. And yesterday, he did say, with a Rumble rant that I missed, good morning, Jesse and crew, working on something for you guys.
Right on.
What are your T-shirt sizes for Jesse, Hank, Anchor Babies, Kurt,
Derek? Mine is a large.
I guess large too.
What's your large? Medium large. I mean, Anchor Baby.
Large.
How about you, Kurt?
XL.
XL?
Nice.
And how about you, Derek?
Derek.
Derek is large. So everybody's large himself.
One
large
XL.
Large might fit me if you just get all larges.
Yeah.
All large.
He wants to be easy.
All
so
large.
So white.
Thank you. All
he
large.
He tries to cooperate. Cool ninja in Angola. Oh, cool guy in Angola. Sorry. I was out of minutes during the call. I feel so dumb. I don't know what I didn't know the question of the week, but now I understand the reaction from my name, Judas. Well, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year for everybody. Stay well.
From Angola, it was good to hear from you. It was fine. Call me again when you can, and Merry Christmas to you too.
Cheddar Bob, Merry Christmas to the Bond family. Shout out.
Thank you. Shout out.
Patrick, oh, you read the biblical question. Now, we all know Judas Iscariot went straight to H-E double hockey sticks. When he got there, Satan was like, he dead, want anything to eat? To which Judas replied, woo, rice. I don't understand.
Oh, you want rice? All right. Amazing. Merry Christmas. Thank you for responding to the beautiful question.
William A., Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you, Jesse and experts. You guys are amazing.
Thank you, William A. You too. I appreciate it.
J.M., Riley J.M., 20 coffees. Merry Christmas. Thanks for spreading the truth that brings real life.
Thank you. And my friend A.C. said, where did the 3 hour go? Merry Christmas, A.C. From all of us to you and your family.
Fazul, I used to call my in-laws my outlaws.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to Bill West, Game for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Fatty Watt, and the rest of those supporters on the D-Live crew, as well as the Rumble. As well as the Rumble supporters. Thank y'all.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
And the Pilled guys. And thank you, guys. I might be. Let's see. Let me refresh on the coffees. See you on Merry Christmas to all at Bond. My Christmas is not until the 7th of January. Love you, Jesse, and many more to you, your team, and the United States of America, Jesse. That's why I call all kinds of colors and ethnics.
Thank you, Sian, and Merry Christmas. Amazing.
Pardon my butchering of the reading of your super chat. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Thank you all very much. It's been amazing. Andre, first time call out of L.A. Is that Ava Andre?
Maybe.
Wow. I hope that wasn't Ava Andre and I didn't get to it. Lewis out of Florida. Rick from Virginia. And the call is just coming in and the one that's hanging up. I'm out of time. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll see you all on Sunday. And the next live show is January 5th. I hope you enjoy the replays. I really appreciate you. This has been the best year of my whole life. Hate coming down and then the Anchor Baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that.
Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, Bond.